One of my favorite guests is now in the studio with me. This is Kumuhula Keholani Kekua from Halau Palahiva o Kaipuwai. As promised, aloha kakahiaka kumu.
Aloha kakahiaka ya oe, Colette.
It's wonderful to have you here. We are so excited to be working another promotion here.
I know, all of a sudden. And this wasn't planned, well in advance. And so we're quite excited about Heinoa Nona Lani. And thank you so much, for inviting me on today.
Oh, my pleasure. I've been telling our listeners that we've been working, you and I, the last couple of days on calling music from the period that
yes.
will be representing Heinoa Nona Lani. And the four royal members who songs have been written by them or for them.
Yes. And poetically, they're known to us as Nalani Eha, mm-hmm. Which means the royal four. Mm-hmm. But they were the siblings of the Kalakaua family. So the eldest, of course, is King David Kalakaua, followed by his sister, Princess Liliʻuokalani. Later on, became our last queen, Liliʻuokalani. And then next in line was the Princess Miriam Likelike, who is the mother of our beloved Princess Kaʻiulani. And then last but not least, of course, the youngest of the four was Prince William Pitt Leleo Hoku, who is said to have been perhaps the most talented of all
that.
Four of them. His songs are beautiful.
Interesting. Yeah.
And he has composed just amazing love songs. So it's such a pleasure to talk about these ali'i and the mele ali'i, or the royal compositions, mostly written by them or composed by them. And we also have other mele that was written in honor of them and for them. So it's quite an inspiring subject, and I think for listeners, you will begin to make the connection between songs that you have heard over a period of time, making that connection in learning. Oh my gosh, these songs were composed by the Hawaiian ali'i. So that's a thrill.
It has been a wonderful education for me just the last 48 hours.
Absolutely.
And I thought, I know these songs.
Yes,
But I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't know they were written by.
And that's one of the reasons why I've been motivated to create this new production called Heinoa Nona Lani, is to perpetuate the legacy of the ali'i and inspiring and enlightening people of our generation today, and of definitely of the future generations, of the significance of these royal personages, as well as their work in perpetuating and preserving Hawaiian thought, Hawaiian composition styles, or haku mele, and really looking at these mele as a source for Hawaiian history.
Indeed. Well, let's talk just a minute before we get into the music about what's coming up on Friday, October 1st. This is the free prelude for Heinoa Nona Lani. And tell us a bit about what we can expect.
Yes, so this Friday, October mm-hmm. 1st, we are very delighted to be collaborating with Carol Yotsuda from the Garden Island Arts Council. And we have received support from the Festivals of Hawaii and the Hawaii Tourism Authority to put forth 2 months of celebrations that comes under the banner of Let Us Show You Aloha Kauai Style.
I love that name.
And yes, and it's a long title, but mm-hmm. it really is in support of, and you were talking about it earlier, in support of the oldest celebration in Hawaii, which is now known today as Aloha Festivals. And over the last couple of years, it's even merged into something even more concentrated on the neighbor islands. The neighbor islands pretty much do their own festivals now. Mm. And so for us on Kauai, it's the Kauai Aloha Festivals, which is primarily primarily features the royal court. And so to support the royal court in their appearances, Carol Yotsuda, Doric Yaris from the West Side, and Kikulo Ni'ihau, and other people in the community have come forward to create special events and programs to invite the Aloha Festival's Royal Court for appearances and then bring together that whole celebration of Hawaiian culture and the spirit of aloha. So on Friday, October 1st, we are offering a free prelude, as you mentioned, to Hei Noa Nona Lani. It'll begin at 4:30. It's manuahi, which means free in Hawaiian, complimentary. So we want to invite visitors and residents to just come down to the Kauai Beach Resort. This event taking place poolside in the courtyard. We will have a special appearance by the Kauai Aloha Festival's Royal Court. And our halau palaihi voka ipuai, will be honoring the royal court with special ho'okupu, which are traditional gift offerings of mele oli, mele hula, and other traditions from our halau. So we want to welcome everybody to come.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be so much fun. And what a beautiful setting it'll be as well. It's going to be gorgeous down there.
Yes, indeed.
And I think we can count on the weather because we certainly haven't had much rain.
Oh, we've had such beautiful weather.
It's a little bit dry where I live.
Yes,
but it's,
and windless.
Yes, and very windless. I've noticed it's been getting kind of cold at night, but it's been very hot during the day.
I think we are in for a dramatic shift.
I think so.
When, we don't know, but it's right around the corner. And the hint of that is the arrival of the first large surf. So.
Right. I was reading today about the high surf,
yes.
And I was reading on the Hawaiian lunar calendar, as I do every morning.
Yes.
And I mean about increasing rain, the period that we're in now, the Hilinima.
Yes.
Hilinima.
Hilinima.
Increasing rain, rough seas, alternating with fine weather. And I said, okay, where's the increasing rain?
It's coming.
I'm ready.
Yes, indeed.
And so let's talk about the music then. That's what we primarily wanted to share with everyone today. And I know that one of the first things that we talked about was one of your kumuloa. And one of the chants that we have ready to play here is one that is very special to you.
It is perhaps one of my favorite hula ala apapa chants. It is entitled Nolunei Kahale Kai, and it comes from the saga of Pele and Hi'iaka Ikapolio Pele. And it also has a major connection for us in this particular epic, in this hula epic of Pele and Hi'iaka, for the island of Kauai, because it connects Hi'iaka's journey from Kauai going back to Hawaii Island. So Nolunei Kahale Kai, this particular recording indeed is very special to me, and I hope that those of you tuned in listening will also enjoy it too. This comes off of a brand new CD project that was recently released. And do you have the title of
it? Yes, it's Ancient Hula Hawaiian Style Volume 1, Hula Kuahu.
Yes, so, and I've been on before talking about kuahu. Yeah, kuahu in Hawaiian means an altar. So hula kuahu are chants that are danced to in the presence of or in connection to the practice of the hula altar. So this is a wonderful CD. And I'm especially grateful because of the voices that have been preserved on this project. You will hear Iolani Luahine, Lokalia Montgomery, Aana Cash, who is the mother, as well as her father, mother and grandfather of my very dear friend, Kumuhula Auli'i Mitchell from Puna on Hawaii Island. But this particular track that you will hear in a moment is recorded by my dear beloved Lo'ea, and his name is Joseph Kamoha'i Kahaulelio. He is affectionately called by his haumana, Uncle Joel.
Yeah.
And so hope you will enjoy this. I love this mele. And in hearing him chant it is really, really such a special treat. So I send this out to my own haumana of Halau Palaihi Voka Ipuwai. And even more so, dedicate this particular mele hula to all of my hula sisters who I have studied with over the years with Uncle Joe, Hula Halau o Kamoha'i.
Okay, well, here we go.
Ai no lunai ka hale kai o ka ma'alewa. No luna, no lunai ka hale kai o ka ma'alewa. Nana ka makai a moa nani ka le huala. No hoike kai o mariula. Iku ae lai ka le hua ilai lalai. E ala hai ala ea. Ilai la hoi. No luna, no luna e ka hale kai o ka ma'alewa. Nana ka makai a moa nani ka le hualai. No hoi ke kai o maliula. Iku ae lai ka le hua ilai lalai. Hei ala ea. Ilai la hoi. Hōpoe ka le hua. Hōpoe ka le hua ki e ki e luna lai. Maka u ka le hua I ke kanaka lai. Liloa I lalo e helea I e ala, hae ala ea. I lalo hoi. Hōpoe ka le hua. Hōpoe ka le hua ki e ki e luna lai. Maka u ka le hua I ke kanaka lai. Loa I lalo e helea I e ala, e ala ea, I lalo hoi. Ke au ili ili, ke au ili ili, nehe I ke kai, ho olo no I ke kai, la opuna la ea, opuna I tha ulu halala, e ala ea. Kaiko opuna. Ke au ili ili, ke au ili ili, nehe I ke kai, ho olo no I ke kai, la opuna la ea, opuna I tha ulu halala, hae ala ea, kaiko opuna. I noa nohi iaka, I ka poli o pele.
Jeez, I was so involved in that, I almost let it slip to the next song.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that was just beautiful. Oh gosh.
Absolutely. It's one of my most favorite hula.
Oh,
I just couldn't help but dance in my seat, of course.
I'm sure.
I'm connected by earphones to this microphone.
I was looking at the translation and it was just so involved and all of a sudden it was over. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the first verse, there's a mention of Moano Nui Kalehua, which is a mythical a fish. It's a form of a veke or a goat fish, but mm-hmm. The Moano is very, very special. As a veke are also very special in hula ceremony. And so this Moano Nui Kalehua is a relative of the Pele clan and is said to live in the Ka'ie'ie channel that separates us from O'ahu.
O'ahu. Now, in these footnotes, there is a source here. It says it was Namele Velo, translated by Mary Pukui.
Yes.
It says here, and correct me and it if it's incorrect, it says that Moana Nui Kalehua lived in the channel between Kauai and Oahu, as you said.
Yes.
In the water, she was a red goatfish.
Yes.
On land, she could assume the form of a lehua tree laden with blossoms. This is the reason the lehua was kapu for the gods and men left them alone.
That was one of the that's one of the understandings of the lehua, but the ohia lehua is a kinolau of laka as well, and kuka ohia o laka, which is a male form of the forest, and this is the timber or the wood that carved images are made from. So the ki'i or the tiki, as people are more familiar with that word versus a ki'i. Ki'i is a traditional Hawaiian word for the carved images are made from this particular wood.
So many nuances as you go on with these things.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. I know that that was very treasured for you.
Oh, I choked up a little bit.
I know you did. I could see that you, I could see that you were. It was must have brought back some wonderful memories.
It absolutely does.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, next up, we wanted to share... Why can't I not hear myself? Okay. I guess I can hear myself better now. Okay. We wanted to share Aina Hau.
Yes. So Aina Hau is the name of the home that... belonged to the Princess Miriam Likelike. She married a Scottish man by the name of Archibald Cleghorn. So their daughter, the Princess Victoria Kaiulani, was Hapahaole. Yeah, she was Hawaiian and she was of Scottish descent. And so their home was named Aina Hau, was formerly located in Waikiki, where the present-day Princess Kaiulani Hotel is today.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And so those lands formerly belonged to the Princess Ruth Ke'elikolani and was... inherited or bequeathed to Likelike. But this home is where it's a childhood home for the princess, both Likelike, but the princess I'm referring to, of course, is Kaiulani. And there at Aina Hau, her pets, she had a white pony for a pet. She also loved peacocks. And so, and in the gardens, Likelike grew the sweet jasmine or the pikake, which is the same word for peacocks.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So sure these enough. Were favorite flowers and birds. And it was just a beautiful garden setting, very elegant, right there in Waikiki, just a stone's throw away from the beach. The childhood home of Kaiulani. And so this is where the Princess Kaiulani Hotel is located today.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
About that. Well, we have a version here. Well, actually, let's talk about the song. The translation that I have here says it speaks of the perfume and the lovely fragrance of roses that sweeten the leaf buds of the flowering plants.
Yes.
The peacocks and the yellow feathered birds are the adornments of my home.
Yes.
Beautiful is my home, Aina Hau, so regal, where the fronds of the cocoa palms sway, the beautiful grove, the fragrance of flowers at my home, so regal. And then it talks about the gentle breeze from the sea, as you said, right across from the ocean. It brings the sweet odor of lipoa seaweed, mingling with the fragrance of my love, of my home, so regal. How beautiful.
It is lovely.
Oh,
so
gosh.
There's two ways to translate Aina Hau. I've seen it documented as cool or cold land, because Hau is like, but really cold, like icy. I think that Aina Hau here, because of where its location is, it's right next, it's in Waikiki, it's on South Oahu. So, you know, you don't normally get that cold, icy type of chill in this area. So I believe that the Hau that's referred to here is the Hau plant that we see aligned alongside the river, like Hanalei River banks are
full of it,
the Hau, H-A-U. And Hau grows in places where water is plentiful. So although you might not see that today in Waikiki, Waikiki literally means, references springs. And so the Alawai Canal that's there today was purposely constructed to drain out all of the springs where the hotels are now. All of that, all of the natural springs, the water was, the canal was built to divert all of the water away from those areas so that construction could occur. It's that's sad. But on a more positive note,
yes,
this is a gorgeous rendition of Aina Ho, and it is done by a very dear friend of mine, Leokane Pryor, who I met in my years of traveling back and forth to Hana over a 2-year period. I had the privilege of working in Hana on a consulting project and flew to Hana every week.
Oh, gosh, how fun.
I made lots of friends and family there. Leokane Pryor I met when I was asked to do a Mokukapiko ceremony to bless his home there in Hana, and we've become good friends since then. But this particular version will open up with a chant. And the chant is entitled Ka'iulani, so it's for the princess, and then it transitions beautifully into his version of Aina Ho. I know you'll love it.
It is gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful. He's got such a gorgeous falsetto voice, and what a personality.
Yes.
Very kolohe.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
Well, I don't mind saying I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah, how beautiful is that?
Oh, gosh.
So that was composed by the Princess Miriam Likelike, Kaʻiulani's mother. And, you know, each of them were incredible musicians and brilliant composers. And each of them had their own personal glee clubs, like their own singing choirs. Mm-hmm. So they as they excelled in their musicianship or their skills to compose, they held friendly competitions between, you know, between mm-hmm. the four, in the gold room of the Iolani Palace.
Oh.
And so this is another thing that motivated Nalani Eha, or the four chiefs, to compose mele and then teach it to their glee clubs. And then they would have these friendly song competitions between them.
See? So it's just not modern day.
No, no, not at all.
They had... what's the name of the program? So You Think You Can Sing, or the American Idol, or one of those things. I forget what's
America's Got Talent.
That's
and American,
it, yeah.
American
yeah.
Idol.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, our kupuna are very competitive,
very.
You know, in He'enalu, in surfing, and with hula, and as you see in the more post-contact, you know, contemporary monarchy period, our ali'i were having friendly competition between themselves in song composition and singing.
I think it's great.
It is. It's wonderful. It is wonderful.
Well, now here's one next that is written by Queen Lili'uo Kalani, and it's called Ku'upua I Pa'ua Kalani. Now, I've played this a million times.
Yes.
And did not know that it was composed by the Queen.
Well, I tell you, which is why those of you who are listening, you must get a ticket for October 29th and come to Heinoa no Nalani, because we have selected a collection of mele ali'i, royal compositions done by Nalani Eha, by Kalakaua Likelike, Leleohoku, and Lili'uo Kalani. In addition to performing the songs with a live band, we will also have a beautiful choreographed hula, but we will also have a kuku'i olelo, which is a storyteller that is going to take you through a journey of the history of pre-contact as well as post-contact monarchy era periods, and give you an opportunity to learn more and be inspired by the experiences and the life and the lives of these incredible ali'i. So Ku'upua I Pa'ua Kalani is sometimes more casually referred to as Pa'ua Kalani, mm-hmm. but this is an incredibly special song. Pa'ua Kalani was the name of the garden that belonged to Lili'uo Kalani. And this was among several mele that she wrote while she was imprisoned for an eight-month period in her own palace. She was put under house arrest by the United States military, and she was confined to a bedroom on the second floor. So while she was imprisoned, she dedicated herself to... translating the Kumulipo, which is quite a feat.
Oh, yes.
It's a creation chant, an ancient creation chant that is in excess of 2,000 lines. Now, she also composed many mele. And there are mele that now fall into a category that we identify as mele Pio Kalai Aina, which are songs that she wrote while she was in prison. But this was a way in which she communicated to her people and the loyalists who were still in support of the Queen. So amongst the many supporters were a very good friend of hers, who was a Haole woman. She was... she was not Hawaiian. She was a very, very dear friend and loyal supporter of the Queen. But her son would deliver flowers to the queen from her garden. The garden, again, is named Pauakalani. And the queen's home was formerly located in the Palama area, which is near Kalihi, not too far from where the Bishop Museum is. And he would bring her flowers from her garden wrapped in newspaper. And so this was the only way in which the queen knew what was going on outside of the walls of the Iolani Palace, which had sadly become her prison. So you will enjoy this. It is one of the most amazing compositions of the more than 165 songs that the queen composed.
Now, did you say that this was written for this friend of hers? Or
no, she wrote this song, and she as a very subtle but endeared way of honoring this young man that would bring her flowers every day. But it talks about her garden, and her garden is named Pauakalani, and it was located at her home, which was named Mu'olaulani.
Okay.
Yes.
I see. Because I was reading the translation here while you were talking, and it says, her face is fair to behold. But again, that must be one of those plays on words, speaking probably of maybe of the gardens, possibly.
It could also be referencing this woman, the mother of this young man who would bring her flowers every day, who was a very dear friend of hers. And although she was not Hawaiian, she was very loyal, and in great support, you know, of the queen, as many other non-Hawaiians who were nationals of the kingdom at that time were also very loyal to the queen and the kingdom of Hawaii. And so the queen had great love for the land, great love for the people, native and non-native, that were, you know, that were loyalists to Hawaii as a country and a kingdom.
It mentions here that perhaps this is the woman, says Evelyn Townsend Wilson was voluntarily imprisoned with the queen.
That's correct.
Wow.
And so it's her son that would bring the paper, the flowers in the wrapped paper. Up in newspaper.
I see. Oh, my goodness. See how these things go? Gosh. Okay, let's hear it. And again, this is by Leokani Prior. It's a beautiful rendition.
Sweet, sweet never.
Well, certainly that was one of the most beautiful renditions.
Oh, that's Nahe Nahe at the maximum.
Oh, I should say. You know, I just haven't mentioned, and since you've been here, who you are. We've been listening to Kumuhula Keholani Kekua of Halau Palahiva o Kaipawai, and she will be presenting on Friday a prelude to the He Inoa No Na Lani concert, which will be making its premiere on October 29th. Tickets are available for the concert on the 29th at kaieie.org. That's K-A-I-E-I-E. Or you can call 346-7574. Advanced tickets are available, and they are also available at the door for a little bit more money, so you probably want to get them in advance. And as we know, these things always have a tendency to sell out, so I would suggest getting your ticket early. Also, I want to mention that this program is also presented in partnership with the Kauai Visitors Bureau, KKCR Community Radio, the Kauai Beach Resort, and the Garden Island Arts Council.
So. Yes, mahalo nui for that support. You know, Colette, this performance, this premiere debut performance of He Inoa No Na Lani on October 29th will really be a beautiful, elegant evening. You know, we are reflecting upon and highlighting this monarchy period and the history of our ali'i. So for people who have joined us for Aha Hula in the past, it's this halo production will be different. It's indoors. It's in the setting of the Jasmine Ballroom at the Kauai Beach Resort, and so we're looking at a different time period. So unlike a ho'olaulea, ho'ike type of a setting, this is a formal production that will begin with an overture of hula kahiko, taking us to pre-contact ali'i highlights, paying homage to kamu ali'i and the different ancient ali'i. And then we will unfold into seven chapters of Hawaii's monarchical history through the mele ali'i, through the compositions, you know, of the Hawaiian royals. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to learn about the history, enjoy beautiful music as you've experienced this morning. If you're listening in, I know you have heard these songs before, probably may not have realized that they are mele ali'i composed by our beloved chiefs and chiefesses, our kings and queens of Hawaii. So, you know, in this day and age when the sovereignty issues is such a hot button, we have, you know, as a collective nation, the kuleana, you know, the responsibility to know of our royal history, to look at these ali'i as exemplary models of leadership. So, you know, we're in a political season right now. You know, the general election's coming up. I've learned a lot by preparing and doing all the research for, you know, for this production. And I'm inspired by these ali'i. They were true leaders of the land and true leaders of our people. And so, you know, we want to invite everybody, politicians and all.
Everybody. I've
Please come.
I've
you know,
invite, a couple
invite,
of politicians.
Invite in, you mm-hmm. know, invite your friends and family and come and spend the evening with us. But, you know, that's not until the 29th. Come on Friday. We're offering a free prelude to He Inoa No Na Lani with a special performance with the Royal Court at the Kauai Beach Resort, 4:30 this Friday, October 1st.
That's going to be so much fun. And again, I know the weather is going to be perfect. Well, we probably have time for one more song. And I know next we had another one by Princess Like Like, but we haven't heard one by Prince Leleohoku. Maybe we should...
Let's listen to Leleohoku's composition.
Let's do that. Let's hear Adios Ke Aloha.
Yes. So here you see he has woven in a non-Hawaiian word. Mm-hmm. Adios, which means farewell in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Leleohoku was quite a romantic. And he has penned and composed many beautiful love songs. But, you know, one of the things that we don't know in the research that we have done is who these songs were written for.
Yeah.
Was it a special person? Was it different special persons? We don't know. But as I have been preparing for Hei Nono Nā Lani, and I never thought of this, you know, until actually getting my nose into this and doing, you know, spending countless hours into the late evenings working on this. These mele ali'i work the same for me as the old chants.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, really have provided me with a personal window into the lives of these royal chiefs, chiefesses, our kings and queens. And so I'm developing a relationship with these ali'i that is making it even more special. One of the literary works of the queen is her own autobiography. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to go online, go pick up the book. It's Hawaii's story by Hawaii's queen, Lili'uokalani, and she writes it in first person. And so as I'm reading this to, you know, after midnight, which is my, you know, my most productive hours, it's like I'm holding this conversation with this with this queen. And it's chicken skin, it's profound, it's inspiring, it's incredible. Mm. So this is a song from the little brother, Prince William Pitt Leleohoku II, Adios Ke Aloha, which is another very beautiful song.
Here we go. And I want to let you know that you are listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. And in just a moment or two, we'll have Democracy Now!, followed by Island Roots at noon. So we'll hear as much of Adios Ke Aloha as we can. Kumu mahalo for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Colette.
And we're going to be hearing much more of this music throughout the month.
Yes.
With me and the other Hawaiian programmers. And we look forward to seeing you on Friday at the Kauai Beach Resort, and then again on the 29th
yes,
for the concert,
absolutely.
For the premiere.
Please come and spend that wonderful experiences with us. We're most grateful. Colette, thank you, KKCR, and the listeners of Kauai.
It is our pleasure.
Prince Leleiohoku was King Kalakaua's younger brother, who composed many beautiful and sensitive songs like this one. Ahe'o.